The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
That smell. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. You can always join the conversation here on the show, 437-1620. Join the conversation here. Let us know what you're thinking about today. I've got, you heard that song there, that smell. I deal with this a lot in my day-to-day life with my kitchen and my drains. So that's what we're going to be talking about today with Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul, centrally located here in Pensacola on L Street. That's 3225 North L Street. They're here to work with you on all of your household projects and in the yard. Today we're going to be talking about clogged drains. So I do experience this a lot in my apartment, and there's not a whole lot I can do without having to call the maintenance team. But you've got some solutions that I have not heard about before, and these are very, very interesting. So let's talk about those today. Lori, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing very well. Good morning.
Yes, let's talk about Davis Hardware real quick and U-Haul here in Pensacola. The products that you've brought in look amazing, and I know you've got pretty much something for everyone for every need in their home. So let's talk about Davis Hardware real quick. How long have you guys been in business?
Well, we're about to celebrate our 75th year.
Wow.
I know, right?
That is great.
And we've been in business since 1950 and started on the west side of town, and then we moved over to Herman Street in the same neighborhood that we are now. We started more of a building supply company, and then we moved into hardware and then on to L Street where we are now today. And I came in 2014 and started rebuilding the hardware store basically from the ground up. And it's 10,000 square feet of store with all the things you can imagine from A to Z. And we are definitely here to take care of all of those different projects that you're working on.
All right. Well, thank you for being here today. And let's just go ahead and jump into this topic because, like I said, I deal with this all the time. It seems like my incinerator, it's called, you know, the garbage disposal.
Yes.
It seems like we always kind of overestimate the power of that little guy, and
yes.
We get clogs all the time. Mm-hmm. And I've even gotten the plunger out, you know, in the kitchen and just been pumping that thing. And, you know, I'm sure that's not really great for my system either. But what we do usually in the bathrooms when we have especially those hair clogs in the bathroom, in the tub, mm-hmm. is we get out the chemicals, right? That one that everybody uses, it's commonly known. I never have liked it because it just seems like it smells very strong. And then you put it down the drain and you wait for a long time and it just never works for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have some ways to get around that. But let's talk about the chemical first. What chemical have you used to try to clear your clogs? Because I use the one that everybody pulls off the shelf.
Well, first of all, when you're using that plunger in your kitchen sink, mm-hmm. I hope it's the kitchen sink plunger and not the
It's a different one, yes.
Plunger.
Yeah, we went to the Dollar Tree and got just a cheap one for that one. Yeah.
No. Well, we have plungers too, and
I love that. That's where your mind went, though.
It is true. I mean, I really have to help to make sure people understand. You know, sometimes it's just like you have a plunger and it's an all in one plunger,
yeah.
But it's really, really not an all in
one. No, it's not.
But. A lot of people do use chemicals first because that's what they know besides the plunger. Mm-hmm. And I will talk more about the plunger at the end to tell you that you will need a plunger. It's just one a little bit different than what you're used to. And there is one for the kitchen sink as well.
Okay.
But when you're using the chemicals, some of the concerns, I'm sure, is going to be, like you were saying, some of it's the smell. Some of it is just literally there's so many precautions that you have to use when you use a chemical. From really, you should use goggles and a face mask, and you should be wearing gloves.
Mm.
Protect the people in your home. So if you have any older people in the home, you should open your windows, turn off your air conditioner. So there's a lot of things that you need to know when you're using any chemicals such as this. So when people come in, they'll ask me those things. When they come in and say, okay, I need, the first thing they'll say is similar to you, is they'll say, okay, I'm looking for a product that I can just pour down my drain and clean my drain.
Right.
And I'm listening to them, because that's really not where I want them to go from now on. But I do listen to them to ask them. But I need to know what have they put down the drain already. And not everyone realizes that chemicals don't play well together. Okay. And even I'll say, have you put any bleach down your drain, you know? And they'll say, you know, oh, no, I promise I haven't put anything. And I'll be like, well, you know, if you have and you do want to get a liquid chemical from me today, just remember that they don't play well together. And if we hear boom in the city somewhere, we'll know, well, maybe that toilet just exploded. Once we know that the drain is safe before we move forward, we just want to make sure that anything that we do from now on, even with the Drain King product, we want to make sure that there's not chemicals in the drain. So at least 5 days to clear those drains from the chemicals.
All right. Wow. That's a long, long time.
I know. It's really that's when you're going to have to probably use a little bit of the plungers just for a little bit. But you got to make sure you're safe. You don't want to be using anything that's going to come back in your face. So you want to be safe on that.
Are these clogs sort of a symptom of a bigger problem? Should I be worried about this? Is there something deeper to this?
Yes.
Okay.
That's really where it leads to on this. You kind of want to listen to what's going on in your house, what's happening. So I'm going to be able to ask these questions. If I can, I'll ask them the questions. This is fine. We can do this chemical. But however, I have another solution for you that we can actually clear your clog today, as well as helping you to maintain where you won't have clogs ever again. So you will constantly have a clear drain running through your house, which is what you really ultimately want to do on that. A lot of times they'll start expressing to me their embarrassment about things like smells, like, ooh, that smell could be like what that is that it's like a sulfur smell, and that's food backing up. A lot of times it is due to a garbage disposal.
Right.
Because we put everything potentially down the kitchen sink, if you will. But it could be other things, but that smell is definitely your house talking to you, so you kind of have to, like, listen to that. Also, you might see things like flies. Some people think, oh, that's fruit flies, and all I have to do is get one of those fruit fly things, and I'll capture all those fruit flies. Are there gnats? And neither is to be true. And you can't get rid of those flies until you get rid of the problem, which is their sewer flies.
Yeah.
And they're eating on the problem, and that's why you're listening to your house talking to you. The flies are talking to you by telling you they're there. The smell is talking to you to let you know there's a clog before you even recognize there's a clog.
Gotcha. So those red flags are being pulled up right there by your house, and all you got to do is listen. Just look for the clues. We did have a listener text in a question real quick, if you want to get to that.
Sure.
They said that they put the $2 cheap plastic 20-inch drain hair snake in their shower drain to catch their daughter's hair before it could cause a clog further down in the line. I pull it out and clean all the hair off once a week or whenever the water starts to drain slowly. So is that a solution that you you recommend for people?
That would be included in your maintenance. So absolutely, with her doing it once a week, it is leading to exactly what I would say at the end, is let you know that that's one of the products. Actually, Drain King themselves makes one of those, and they're like the same price. They're like $4.99, $5.99 for those. But that's highly recommended. That's definitely part of her maintenance, for sure. That's preventing the clogs. But as we're moving forward, we're actually talking about the whole system. But that is absolutely helping her home.
And we haven't mentioned, you know, washing machines, too. The lines going, you know, to and from our washing machines. And then, you know, every once in a while, you'll open your washing machine. It'll have that kind of
smell. As well, right?
Yeah, exactly. So somebody told me the other day, they said you should never close your washer when it's not in use. Keep it open.
Right. That's a lot of the newer ones, especially the ones that are side side filled, where the water does have a condensation there, and you do want to dry that out as well to help to prevent that. The sewer problems that you might have even with your wash machine, because there is another drain product, same thing with a Drain King, that's going to be a smaller size, because your pipe on your on your drain for your washing machine is the same size, I believe, as your air conditioner. And both of those need to be cleaned. That's a 3/4 pipe. And then there's going to be a drain kink for those two things. And I highly recommend, if you're not putting bleach, sidetrack, on into your air conditioner pipe every once a month, every 3 months, I would definitely use your drain kink in that one. If you want your air conditioner to work well this summer, besides your filters, you definitely want to keep that drain clean. Because just to give you a short story on that one for myself, at the store before I understood, even knew about the drain kink, had three sort of new units, and I hadn't kept up my maintenance with my pipe. And so, of course, I called my air conditioner guy to come and tell me what's wrong and why is it not working. He pulled out the product, drain kink, hooked it all up, flushed out my system, and charged me $150.
Oh.
And I said, well, you know, now I know.
So my experience, fool me once.
Yeah. You're right. So my experiences that I explain to my customers are literally most of the time true experiences that I've had myself.
Well, this is not a comfortable conversation for most of your customers, I would think. They come in and they might be a little embarrassed. You could hear in the tone of that text that we just got, oh, I get it to catch my daughter's hair before. Right. It's like, you know, do they normally have like a, oh, well, somebody in my family, not me, but, you know, somebody in my family did this. So do you get that a lot, kind of?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that I hear a lot of basically kind of like arguing that's probably going on at the home. I might only hear one side of it, you know. It's like, oh, man, I told him not to put so much toilet paper down the toilet, or sorry, this is uncomfortable things, but these are real things.
Part of having a home, yeah.
She keeps telling me, or he keeps telling me to would you please unstop this toilet once and for all? Or so it's really they're arguing at their homes, and so those are the things that really concern me, because I really want to make sure that I can work with them to understand that they get to go home after work now and enjoy the beautiful weather, go take a bike ride, and not have to fuss about what's going on at the house and who's to blame, because there's not. You just have to maintain and clear that clog.
Right. We're talking with Lori today from Davis Hardware and U-Haul right here in Pensacola off of L Street. They've been in business for 75 years, you said?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I know I look good, right?
Yeah, you do. You do. they have everything for your home and any projects that you might have going on. You've mentioned it a couple times now, and I want to get to this. 437-1620 if you have any questions or comments. Let's talk about Drain King, because you just mentioned it, and this seems like a very competent system and something that I should be looking into. So let's talk about the Drain King drain lines.
Okay, yes. So as we talk about the Drain King, and I'll explain to you how that works, the first thing that we're going to want to do is I'm going to talk to you about, where do you live? Do you live in an apartment? Do you live in a house? Do you live in a trailer? You know, where is it that you're living, so that I can ask even better questions from there.
Right.
Let's just use the example right now of a residence that's a home, a single home family. And I'm going to ask them, is there sewer line? Is it going to be a septic tank, which usually runs directional in their backyard? Or is it going to be running with the county or the city, which directional would be the front yard? And once I know that, I can ask the next question. For example, if it's in a residential neighborhood, they'll need to know where their clean out is, because you always have to start with a clean out.
Okay, what is a clean out? How
so
does that work?
That's, you know, these are things that I think that we should have learned in high school, to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, lots of things we should have learned in high school.
Yeah, but some of the things we did learn, we probably shouldn't have learned.
Exactly.
But these are things that, you know, most people are just like, I don't even know where to start to find that. Mm-hmm. What's really interesting about a neighborhood is that you can walk outside your yard and not know where your clean out is in your front yard. However, if you start walking your neighborhood, there are other people that do know where their clean out is, because everybody in a block's clean out is in the same location on every yard and every pretty much neighborhood.
Okay.
And so therefore, when you see that divot, that there's like a little divot that you should have, and it drops down below the line of the lawn, so that way you don't mow with your lawnmower and destroy the clean out.
Oh, okay.
And so once you find that, you'll start there. And the larger clean out, the larger bladder that you have right there from Drain King, you would start with that one. That's going to be the 1 to 3 inch. And you're going to connect it to your garden hose. You're going to go ahead and point it in the direction. When you go down your clean out, it's going to be about a 3 inch pipe. You're going to point it towards the direction of your either septic tank or to the city or county.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to turn it on. You're going to allow now this Drain King to do all the hard work. Really, you really do hardly nothing. You just turn on the garden hose, and what's going to happen is that bladder is going to keep filling up and filling up and filling up. And when it gets to the edges of that 3 to 4 inch pipe, it's going to go whoosh. And it's literally from the pressure, it's going to push all of anything that's going on from the clean out to the county or what have you. At that point, then you're going to move inside your house. And usually in line is your kitchen. And the kitchen will be usually right in line to the next product from your clean out, either back or front yard. It usually doesn't matter too much. And so you're going to walk towards the kitchen. And the kitchen is where you'll use the second product. And the second product that you'll use throughout the rest of the house. Okay.
Yeah, and I've got that in my hands right now. Thank you for bringing these in because it really helps to see it. Mm-hmm. And even on the packaging, it's pretty much detailed on how it works. This is great. Mm-hmm. Once that bladder fills up, then all that pressure's got to go somewhere. So that's great. So let's talk about the second one. So when you go in, you said that the kitchen sink is usually the first one off that line.
That's correct.
So then when you get in there, so why is this one different than the one we just mentioned for the outside clean out?
Very good question. Okay. So there's two ways you can actually do the kitchen sink. I'm just going to go over the one way. The instructions are on both. Mm-hmm. The first one is that it comes with what's called an adapter. The reason why you would need an adapter in a kitchen sink is because there's a basket. The bathroom sink doesn't have a basket. It's a clear line you just put straight down a bathroom sink or lavatory. Mm-hmm. But in the kitchen, there's a basket because that's that catch basket to help to catch all the crumbs and stuff that might go down the sink.
Right.
So because there's a basket there, you have to put the adapter over there. Kind of like you remember when you did that plunger and you went over the kitchen sink.
Right.
It's going to sit in the same similar way. And then you're going to connect the second piece, which is the bladder. It's a smaller bladder than the first one. You're going to use the white piece, which you can't see.
Right.
But it's an adapter for your, what is that? Always the aerator.
Okay.
So you're going to unscrew your aerator. Mm-hmm. I always forget that. I don't know why.
Right.
You unscrew your aerator, and you put this adapter piece on, hook up a garden hose there, and then now you're going to stick it down into the adapter. And then when you turn it on, the same thing is going to happen. It's going to fill up the adapter, clean that drain. Then when you go into your lavatory, you'll just use the single one.
Okay.
And then also into your clean out. You're never going to use the toilet. You're not going to use the toilet to do that. I'll explain how to do the toilet after.
Mm. And somebody did text in wanting us to stress that popular products like Drano and other draining substances don't really work in the toilet. It might be dangerous.
That's right.
You've had experiences with that, I'm sure.
Just keep in mind, chemicals are chemicals.
Right. They're always kind of dangerous.
They're created either man-made chemicals or what have you, which I guess all of these are. And chemicals are very dangerous. You have to read all your precautions. Make sure you read your precautions whenever you use any chemicals, protecting yourself. And most people don't realize how dangerous it is in your own home environment. And the precautions, like I said before, making sure that window is open, making sure your air conditioner is turned off, making sure anybody that's older or ill in the home, you don't want them to be in the home while you're doing this, gloves, goggles, and such.
Wow.
It's really something you have to be protective of on that. There is a chemical that I'll talk about later on that will go down the toilet, and I'll explain that to you in just a minute.
Okay.
That's for your roots.
All right. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. We only have a few moments left. I'm talking with Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul right down here on L Street in Pensacola. Go there they have everything. They have these things that I didn't even know it existed, and it's something that I deal with on a weekly basis at my apartment, and I don't know why I never thought, I'm just going to go to Davis Hardware and see if they have something for this. I'm sure Lori knows what to do about this. 437-1620, let us know if you have any questions. All right, so what about how often these products don't stay in the line, right? You use it and then take it out.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So as we start to take care of a situation, there's a couple of situations that are really, really important to people. And if your toilet's backing up, one concern I really have for any one customer that made that your toilet's backing up into your tub, it is something.
Yeah.
Well, their lines are so close together. And if you don't, that's why it's so important that you start with a very furthest point, which is your clean out, and you crawl face your way backwards to where you're going. You want to make sure all those lines are cleared. If you started with just in your bathroom, you're not actually cleaning the clog, and then that way that's going to keep becoming a problem.
Right.
So anyway, when you have that, you really do want to address that as soon as possible, and therefore to be able to clear that problem up first.
Right. So always start with the clean out and work backwards.
And work back. I call it crawfishing. I'm a New Orleans kind of person, too.
All right. Good
they
term.
Walk backwards.
Okay. I didn't know that. All right. And then you were mentioning the aerator. That's harkening back to one of those things from high school that we shouldn't have learned probably is
That's
people
right.
would always take those apart and take the screens out. I don't know what they did with them. I don't know what they would need a small mesh screen for. But
I think that's another show, but maybe I can come back for that show.
Yeah, that'll be on our Edible Plants show with Mike Wiggins. I've got Lori in the studio right now from Davis Hardware and U-Haul. What have you been seeing lately? I'm going to jump off topic a little bit, but you're in there day in, day out at Davis Hardware, especially with the spring here and the summer. What are people coming in to get right now? What is the hot button item?
It's kind of like what we talked about last time, and rats are still a situation. And
oh boy, are they.
And so if you are having the rats, I won't go through it all, but you can go back and listen to the last expert
podcast,
panel. Yes, sir. And that was on March the 6th. Just go back in time and look that up, and you'll see me, and it goes over that as well. But if you don't want to hear the radio ad, just come see me. I'll walk you through it. You don't need that. You just need for me to be able to help you through that. Do I have a second to?
Sure.
Okay. If I may, I'm going to go ahead and just quickly tell you how you're going to take care of this on a maintenance schedule. So the first time we're going to make sure that we clear the drains. So now you're no more arguing, but let's prevent it from ever happening again and never even considering a chemical product. So what I want you to do is I want you to maintain these pipes and doing the same process every 3 months. First Sunday of the every third month, so four times a year, every quarter.
Whether we have a clog or not, just keep doing this on a regular basis.
Same idea as what the earlier caller was talking about with using that same to clearing that the hair out of the drain. And the she wants to continue to do that.
Yeah.
The things that you're going to want to make sure to do is that you're going to have your Drain King that's going to be for your outside for your clean out. And then what I do is I sell a 10-foot garden hose that makes it really simple that you can use in the house and you can store it in the house.
Oh, okay.
So that way you don't have to bring your 25 or 100-foot hose in your house or through the window.
All the dirt on it, yeah.
So you'll put that, you'll store that underneath your kitchen sink. That way you'll have that there. And then from there, all you'll need is your plunger that I was speaking about earlier. It's the same product from Drain King. Once a month, on the first Sunday of the month, you're going to go ahead and go to your toilet, use this product. You apply pressure, you're going to push down, and when you let go, it goes whoosh, just like it does the other, and that's how you keep the toilet clean. So you just do that once a month, and that way that helps prevent that as well. And then from there, because we put everything down the kitchen sink, you do want to put lye, if you can, about a teaspoon, a tablespoon. It's all in the instructions on the bottle.
Okay.
Try to prevent anything going down. However, it does get there. Go ahead and put that down. It'll have instructions on the bottle of lye. And then from there, you definitely want to use a root killer once a year. And with that product, because if you have any trees on your property, as long as the limbs are, if they're 16 feet out or they're 10 feet out, the limbs, those root systems below the ground are as long. So that root system is growing all around your potential plumbing area. And so you want to make sure that you're clearing out those roots to prevent them from cutting through your pipe. And then remember, a happy home is a happy family.
Exactly. Yeah. When you don't have that smell going around, you don't have little flies in the kitchen. Is it weird? Am I weird that I think that it would be fun to do this? Like, it just seems, looking at the products and just putting it down the drain and then just watching it. I don't know.
Just think about it. I mean, just like, like what a great project to give our your younger person, maybe that teenager, you know, is like, oh, let me show you a great fun job to do, even though it's the one of the best things can be done in your home.
Oh yeah, and you said once a month, right?
Once every 3 months to maintain.
Yeah,
you got to start it, but once every 3 months. Your air conditioner filters, don't forget, those are once a month.
Yes,
I
definitely
have those too.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's definitely your maintenance schedule. Now, that's as easy as that is maintaining those pipes.
Yeah, well, you guys have everything. So go to Davis Hardware and U-Haul, 3225 North L Street in Pensacola. Lori, thank you so much for being here today. Check out the Drain King. It unclogs.